When I moved to the Southeast, I couldn't stop driving back to New Jersey for carloads of my favorite bread. As a cook, bread was my favorite medium. When I was struggling to make ends meet, turning bread into toast and adding butter made things okay. Then I found out that the gluten in that delicious bread was causing a host of problems in my body. I said, I'm not going to give it up. I kept defiantly eating bread until my body made it abundantly clear that I could not tolerate it. When I finally admitted to myself that I had to stop eating gluten, which is a composite formed by proteins found in wheat, I was in a panic. What the heck was I supposed to eat? In the beginning, it was all about what I couldn't eat. Biscuits, my absolute favorite, and the thing that made the transition moving from the Northeast to the Southeast deliciously bearable, were out. No Texas toast from the Dixie, no French bread from the Brasserie, and no cookies or scones from Sugar on Front Street. And horror of horrors, no more high-fiber cereal. How was I supposed to function without high-fiber cereal? The answer turned out to be meat, vegetables, fruits, and tubers. Southeastern North Carolina may not have a clever nickname like the Garden State, but some delicious produce grows here. We have the most gorgeous kale, among other greens. Suddenly, I was at the Riverfront Farmers Market every Saturday. I bought everything. Ensconced in my kitchen, blissfully cooking my meticulously sourced farm-fresh ingredients, I forgot that not eating gluten is unusual. Outside my kitchen in the real world, gluten is everywhere. It's in everything from pickles to makeup. I have to know the ingredients of everything I put on or in my body to avoid a reaction. At first, it was stressful, especially when I was buying two sets of groceries, one for me and one for my husband and children. One afternoon, my husband approached me wearing a huge smile on his face. He told me that he and the kids were going to eat gluten-free too. He was a little taken aback when I started crying. I was so touched and relieved. I was so happy to not be tempted by food in my own pantry and to not have to clean baked-on crusts off pans anymore. To have the support of my family means everything. My son, by age 4, can identify many common foods that contain what he calls gluten. I started sending a gluten-free snack in for the boys to their preschool. I was really worried that they would be picked on for being different, but after the first few weeks, their teachers told me that the other kids wanted my boys' snacks instead of their own. After learning to cook without gluten, gaining the support of my family and friends, and routing out all the hidden gluten in my body care products, I was ready to set the food aspect of my life back on cruise control. But there was one huge aspect to food and eating that I hadn't considered. Cravings. I'm not a machine, and occasionally I crave something. There's not a lot of crunch in the gluten-free world, especially after I eliminated all grains, even gluten-free ones. I was going crazy for crunch. Amazing husband to the rescue, he made me some kale chips. They were burnt, but they were crunchy. Insert smiley face emoticon here.